All right, you are now listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. I am here with Emily Barker. How are you, Emily?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Amanda. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. You're going to be playing the Crosstown Arts Green Room coming up. Is that right?
I am. Yeah, I can't wait to be back in Memphis. I'm down in Austin, Texas at the moment for South by Southwest. But I live in Australia. I'm from Australia, but I came to Memphis some years ago now, maybe about 2015, I think it was, and made a record in Memphis. And it's just a place that's very dear to my heart. Lots of beautiful people there.
For sure. I mean, I love it. I get it. How did you find your way to Memphis to do this recording? And it was with Matt Rossband, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So I was introduced, I was in Nashville for a while and I was doing some shows and sort of hanging out with various people and thinking about who I might record my next record with. And his name just kept on coming up constantly. Matt Rossband, Matt Rossband, Matt Rossband. So I drove to Memphis and I met him and Rick Steff at Sam Phillips Recording Services. And this was the studio itself hadn't been in action for quite some time, or sort of had been ticking along, but they were just sort of repainting it and getting it back on its feet properly. And so I met them there, and I didn't actually know the history of the building, but I arrived and I knocked on the front door and nobody answered, so I ended up going up the fire escape and making my way in there.
Nice.
And was just suddenly struck that this is where Sam Phillips's office was, and so his office is there, and it's just this, it's like going back in time, and it was sort of like history had stood still or something. It was just really special to walk through those doors, albeit the fire escape doors.
Whatever works.
And see, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's how I came to make my record. I met Matt and Rick, and we were in the beautiful big main room there, and I played them some of my demos and, you know, sat down on the piano and we chatted, and they were so lovely, and we talked about what sort of record we might make. And I think I came back about 6 months later, and Matt had put together a group of musicians, all Memphis people, all nice. Brilliant. Yeah, and we made a record in like 5 days or something. I just met them and we pretty much hit record on the tape within a couple of hours of meeting each other.
Well, that sounds incredible. So I take it the experience was pretty positive.
Oh, it was so positive. I didn't want it to end. Yeah, it was such a great experience. Such brilliant musicians, lovely people, and you know, people that I've kept in contact with as well. And I've come back to Memphis many times since then to do gigs and see everyone.
Nice. Tell us, I know you're from Australia. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. Yeah, I'm from a little country town in the southwest of Australia. And when I was 19, actually, I put on a backpack and took my guitar and headed over to the UK with a working visa and accidentally stayed for 21 years. So I've just now moved back to Western Australia. I've sort of been in the UK doing music full-time for however many years now. I think I did my last waitressing job in about 2008 or something, and started doing music. But
amazing.
Yeah, and I had a few lucky breaks with having some pre-existing songs used for television and film, which sort of helped as a completely DIY artist, really helped to get my music out.
How did that happen? Tell us a little bit about that. It's the intro, and I forgive me because I wasn't familiar with this television show, but can you please talk a little bit about the opening of that and the song that you wrote? They picked it up. It's not like did you write it for that intro, or just tell us, expound upon that.
Yeah. So it's a song that I wrote called Nostalgia, and it's actually got nothing to do with the detective series. But I was when I was working as a waitress, one of my customers, he wanted to have a house party and he asked me to come and play in his garden. So I went and did that, and then I got a call a couple of days later from his brother-in-law, actually, who's a wonderful composer called Martin Phipps, and he was working on this series called Wallander, starring Kenneth Branagh, and based on the books by Henning Mankell at the time. And he hadn't yet landed on either, he hadn't written or sort of found a piece of music that he felt would work as the theme, mm-hmm. Or as the, you know, the opening and closing credits. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when he heard my song, he felt like the mood of it really fit with the series. But the problem with the song was, well, partly the recording that I'd done of it didn't quite fit with the sort of production aesthetic of what he'd been writing. And then also my song Talks is set in Australia and the series is set in Sweden. So I went into the studio with him and we did like a re-recording of it, and I changed a couple of lyrics out and we just put it in a, like a different sonic palette, mm-hmm. and sent it to the directors, and they loved it. So it became the opening and closing song for the series, and as well as sort of a theme song, yeah. Throughout.
So
yeah.
Cool. And then there another show that you have that one of your songs is a theme?
Yes. Yeah, a couple of other things. So then one of my songs got used in another crime thriller series. I don't know what this says about me as a star. that was a really great series, actually. It's sort of not as popular as Wallander, but a really like dark noir, crime thriller called The Shadow Line.
Okay.
With Chiwetel Ejiofor and Christopher Eccles, and yeah, so brilliant. So a song of mine called Pause was used as the opening track and closing track, and and then that led to some more writing for film and television. I did a feature film, sort of like a British road movie set in sort of this character who's homeless. He goes from Glasgow down to London hitching rides. So it's a bit of the director liked to think of it as a Paris, Texas of Britain.
Okay.
I love that film, Paris, Texas, and the Raikouda soundtrack. And so, I wrote all the music for that film.
That's got to be fun working. Making music obviously is got to be pretty gratifying itself, but putting that to visuals, I don't know, there's just something pretty cool about that.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, it was great. I love working to a brief. It was really, you know, as a songwriter, you can write about anything you like, but it's really great being able to just sort of narrow those parameters a bit and work to a brief.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the tour, Emily. And just as a reminder, you are going to be playing, not to you, but to people listening, you're going to be playing the Crosstown Arts Green Room Thursday, March 21st, right here in Memphis, Tennessee, right here at Crosstown. I'm actually interviewing you from Crosstown, which is where WYXR is located, which is kind of cool.
Oh,
and of course, Matt Ross Spang's
studio.
Such a great
building.
Yeah. Have you been to Matt Ross Spang's?
Yeah. Last time I was in Memphis, he was out of town. So I actually need to check in with him and make sure he's in town this time so I can get the tour of the studio.
Yeah. It's super cool. So definitely get that little tour. And speaking of the tour, it looks like if my, you know, internet sleuthing research is correct, is Memphis, is this the last stop in the United States before you head back to the UK?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. I'm here and then I'm in Nashville for a night and then in Memphis and then I'll go to LA, but not doing a show there, and then flying back to Australia.
So what has this past tour been like? And how long have you been on this particular tour? Or did you just come for South by Southwest?
Yeah, just came for the start of South by. Yeah. It's been good. It's been good. Did a couple of shows yesterday and my next one's on Saturday. So got a bit of a low key day today, which is good because they're pretty full on, these music conferences.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never braved it before. It's
You have to sort of, brave it. That's the good word. That's a good word for it.
Gotcha. All right, Emily, is there anything else? I don't want to keep you because, I know you're at South by Southwest, but we're really looking forward to having you here in Memphis. Is there anything let me not wrap up, because since you've been here a few times, you know, is there any particular favorites that you have here in Memphis as far as like restaurants or venues or anything like that?
Oh, Oh, gosh. Well, I love getting coffee at Crosstown because I often stay with some friends who live like pretty much across the road. So
French
is it,
truck.
oh,
I'm
is it
drinking it
called?
now.
Yeah, that's it. The yellow sign, the yellow and blue signage there. Yeah. I love that. Oh, gosh. I used to go to, is it called DKDC's?
Yes. Yeah. Without the
Yes.
S,
And the
but yeah.
beautiful, beautiful, yeah, friend Dave Couser, who
Yeah.
sadly passed away just recently, but it would often be going there and listening to him play his music in the corner and having some drinks and hanging out with him and Sean Zorn, who'd often be there on
Yeah.
percussion and stuff. So, yeah, I loved that. That's really fun. I love it.
Nice. Yeah, DKDC is kind of my cheers,
Yeah.
so I get it.
It's a good place.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. All right, and do you have anything else you want to add, Emily, before I let you go?
Oh, no, that's all great. Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, we'll see you Thursday, March 21st, Crosstown Arts Green Room.